Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Create the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it with UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install and built to last. Plus, get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on UltraDeck and check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast.
Number 85, undrafted free agent lineman Bryson Mace. Interesting player because he's got a ridiculous amount of experience. Height, weights, athleticism's off the charts. Stop me if you've heard that before with an offensive lineman the 49ers like. But probably one of the most difficult kind of step-ups to claim a spot on the depth chart. So the Niners brought in a handful of undrafted free agents, but I think Bryson Mace is the second center that was brought in. They brought in Drake Nugent from Michigan, gave him $175,000 guaranteed spot to join the team. And then they brought in Bryson Mace from Southern Miss. They gave him $10,000. So you can kind of see, I mean, if you're just looking at the numbers itself, he's not even the preferred center of this, you know, undrafted free agent class. But he's got some things that, you know, if you're Forster, the old line coach for the 49ers, that you're just going to fall in love with. He is your hyper-athletic, multifaceted, played everywhere in the offensive line, lots of experience. Just the production's really low, and we'll get into some of that. So, got to give credit to Zach. He was the executive producer of the show, as always. Also, Dave and Josh helped us out as well. And the cumulative score that Bryson Mace got from all four of us, ranking 1 through 91, he got a 348 score. His highest ranking was 86. His lowest was 89. So, all four of us kind of had him in this same slot. Where this is just kind of where he is, back into the roster guy, long-term project that maybe can hold on to a practice squad with an injury. He's got jersey number 69, nice, 6'3", 298. He's built like our defensive tackles and our centers. They mirror each other. 33 5/8-inch arms, that's really good. That's basically the exact same thing as Colton McKivitt's arm length. He's 24 years old, 5'2", 40. Top-end speed's not his jam, but athleticism's really good. 7.43 cone, pretty solid. Short shuttle, very good. 9.3 broad jump, 22 bench press reps. He's athletic. undersized, athletic, but really good arm length for a center, to be honest with you. Now, he's from Tennessee, went to Bolivar Central High School, eventually got his degree in criminology. He was a three-star recruit and the 21st ranked player out of Tennessee, came out as a guard center interior offensive lineman. He goes to West Virginia, is there for 3 years, academic All-Big 12. Again, check mark. You're going to be a center in the Shanahan system. You got to be a smart guy. Academic All-Big Big 12 while at Virginia. Then he transfers down. In kind of a rare move, going from West Virginia to Southern Mississippi. And he was there for 3 years. So you're talking about somebody that's just played a lot of football for two programs, appeared in 41 games as a career, 31 starts, depending on what site. It's weird. Some sites have him at 31 starts. Some have him at, like, 39, whatever. He played a lot of football. Yeah, it's just kind of what he's done. He's played center and tackle, not really a lot of guard. Snaps. So, like, listen to these games where he has started or taken the most snaps for the team at these positions. 16 at left tackle, 14 at right tackle, and 11 at center. So you got this center-tackle hybrid, very similar to Il Manning, who's a guard-tackle hybrid last year. Might be better at tackle, but they want him to play a certain role. They want him at center. But the versatility that the Niners love in offensive linemen, Bryson has it in spades. He really, really does. 2,691 career snaps. That's incredible. Talked about how he signed, you know, for $10,000 guaranteed. It's the second lowest of any. The only person that would get more than him is Tariq Owens, Terrell Owens' son. Everybody else got a considerable amount more. Now, you look at, okay, what type of player is he? Dane Brugler of The Athletic ranked him as the number 45 center in this class, almost at the very bottom of all the centers that he ranked. But he's got a 9.1 RAS score, relative athleticism score, where they compare him, his testing versus all the other centers all the way back to 1987. And shout out to Lombardi, who his tweet was the one that kind of pointed me in this direction. He ranked 55th. Out of 619 centers of RAS scores, just again, raw athleticism or relative athleticism. He's athletic. I mean, I say this all the time. The Niners have prototypes at positions that they like and love. This is Jake Brendel. This is Jake Brendel. And hopefully for Bryson, he can have that same career where he's an NFL journeyman that kind of bounces around the league until a coach just falls in love with him. He's got the intelligence. He's got the experience. He's got the athleticism. But then you look at the negatives. 22 career penalties. Lack of technique and consistency screams when you watch his tape. 19 career sacks allowed, which sounds horrible, and it is bad, but he's played 6 years. Like, this dude's got a lot of football, and yeah, 19 sacks is way too many. 14 career quarterback hits allowed, way too many. Again, probably the worst part about this is you look at his years stacked. His last 2 years were his worst years. He gave up 7 sacks in 2023 and 8 sacks in 2022. So it's not like he's on this upward career trajectory heading into the NFL. It's not what it is. It's athleticism. It's versatility. And size. Size is good. Length is good. But he's got a long way to go. How is he going to make this roster? I cannot see it. I can't even see the possibility of it taking place. Even at the practice squad, I'm just like, I don't think so. Especially whenever you're drafting guys like Puni, who could play center. Still got Zakel hanging on. He could play center. You've got Ben Bartsch. He can play center. You got Feliciano. He could play center. Where is the value in keeping Bryson Mays on your roster slash practice squad? Now, an injury or two happens, you know, trade somebody, I don't know, maybe the knee issue with the knee tendonitis with Jake Brendel's worse than what they're letting on. Even then, it's an uphill climb. The goal for Bryson Mays is to just do something to stand out with some coach on the 49ers that might get hired elsewhere on a rebuilding team, and you become a developmental center elsewhere. That's 2 to 3 year project player, that type of thing. So I don't think that Bryson's going to be long for the 49ers. And to be honest with you, if he doesn't impress early in training camp, he could be one of the guys that's cycled and kind of released to bring in somebody else sooner rather than later. But I hope I'm wrong. I'm rooting for this guy. We love long shots. And, man, somebody that's just continually found a way to keep his name in the game, transferring from West Virginia to Southern Mississippi. And Bryson Mays, glad you're on here. Number 85 for us. And for us, we'll just keep counting them down.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is legacy time on the roster countdown. Coming in at number 84, wide receiver Tariq Owens. That's right, that Owens, the son of Terrell Owens, T.O.'s kid. You know, we look at the composite stories, a wide receiver, just like his pops. And, you know, we had four rankings, 1 through 91. He came in with a total score of 338. His highest ranking was 79 on the chart. Lowest was 89. Now, the legacy stuff, the Niners had to get one. You got a McCaffrey, you got a Gore, you got a Rice, you got a Owens. They didn't draft any of those, but they went with the undrafted free agent Tariq Owens. And I like that they rewarded him. They had him in for the rookie tryout, and by all accounts from the people that were there, he was the best player on the field, and the 49ers rewarded that. So who is Tariq Owens? We know he's the son. We get that. But let's judge him for what he's put on the table. Let's look at his resume and kind of figure out how he fits into this 49ers roster. He's wearing jersey number 84. Now, he's a big wide receiver, 6'3", 193. He's up there with some of the larger wide receivers that we have on this team. 31-inch arms, that's short. That's pretty bad for a 6'3 guy. 24 years old, ran a 4.54 40. 6'3", 4.5 is wonderful for a wide receiver. Now, 3-cone. 7.47. That's like O-line level good. Very bad for a wide receiver. So shiftiness, change of direction, not his thing. But he's 6'3", 193, and he can run straight. And so, you know, whenever I was watching him, I kept thinking kind of, and I hate using this term, he's a light DK Metcalf type. Change of direction, just not his jam. But big, physical, stretch field stretcher, vertical, 10-4 broad jump, great. 14 bench press reps, not bad. So he's got some of the play strength, the body strength that his dad did have. And, you know, grew up here in Oakland. He played at Bishop O'Dowd High School. It's right over by the zoo here in Oakland. Was a zero-star recruit, which is hard to do whenever you have that family name. And you look at the journey that Tariq has gone through. Bishop O'Dowd High School in Oakland, Contra Costa, you know, Costa Community College, Florida Atlantic, then Missouri State. Like, he has scrapped and clawed his way into this position. Now, would he have gotten this if he wasn't on, you know, Terrell Owens' son? Maybe, probably not. But he's here, and he has fought for this. Grew up in Pleasanton, you know, right up the road here. Two-sport athlete. Basketball was kind of his big thing and converted to football when I think he realized he wasn't going to be one of the college. Getting a basketball scholarship for is one of the hardest things. Sometimes colleges only offer two basketball scholarships a year versus football, 24. You know what I'm saying? You know, played in the CIF Football Championship Bowl game, the 5-2A game, and very smart. This is the area where I feel he checks a lot of boxes for the 49ers. Commissioner's Academic Excellence Award for the Mountain Valley Football Conference. He was on the honor roll in 2022. He was MSU's Athletic Director's Honor Roll three times. It's there. So the intelligence is there. The physical build is there. The legacy is there. And, you know, John Lynch, whenever he was asked about Tariq, he said, you know, it was something about his gait, end quote. He goes on to say, you know, it's crazy how those things translate, end quote, whenever he was talking about playing against his dad, T.O., and just how it just looked the same. It looks so similar. And so can he establish himself as a vertical threat in training camp? That's going to be key. I wouldn't be shocked if there's some turnover here. The wide receiver position depth chart is crazy deep, and we'll go through that here in a second. But, you know, Tariq, he's come out and said he's been very vocal about this. He wants to make it as his own, not because he's his father's son. He doesn't want to be compared to his father's success, which I get. That's got to be difficult when your dad's a Hall of Famer. You're a zero-star recruit. Now, T.O., you know, he came from very small Chattanooga. Came from some small schools as well. But we'll see. You know, his stats, they're not there. The statistics are not there. His most productive season was this recent year, 2023. Tariq Owens had 28 catches, 528 yards, 4 touchdowns. That's not an NFL-worthy wide receiver at a small school. If you go to a small school, you should dominate or have some dominating tape. He didn't have that. Now, the PFF grades are much kinder. 72.9 overall, that's good. 72.7 receiving, good. 58.4 run blocking, yeah. 63.6 special teams, all right. So the analytical, just on a play-by-play, whatever, decent. Playing against smaller competition, inferior opponents than what you're going to get in the NFL, he couldn't dominate there. So this is going to be a slow trajectory for him to be NFL caliber player. I think it's going to take time, and you know, maybe you bring him back next year as well, but he's the only undrafted free agent for the 49ers to get zero guaranteed money. Cost them nothing, and you know, it's a PR move. You placate the fans. Not saying he doesn't deserve it, but I'm just saying there's way more to it than just Tariq Owens deserves a spot on this 91-man roster countdown. What he's done in the past probably doesn't warrant that. And the zero guaranteed dollars, that probably plays into it as well. I mean, you look at his entire college career, 46 catches, 765 yards, 15.1 yards per catch. That's good. 4 touchdowns. They all came in 2023. He's only had one career 100-yard game at tiny schools. He's got to figure some stuff out. Dane Brugler of The Athletic ranked him as his number 143 wide receiver in this class. In this class, and there's a lot of wide receivers ranked ahead of him that did not get deals like this. So we'll see. He's only played in 26 college games, 3 separate schools. But look at this wide receiver depth chart. In the past, the Niners have kept 5 or 6 wide receivers. Well, just you look at the locks, guaranteed to make this roster. Ayuk, Debo, Jennings, Pearsall, Cowan. That's 5. Might be room for one more. Listen to the guys fighting for this. Danny Gray, Ronnie Bell, Chris Conley, Trent Taylor, Tay Martin, Tariq Owens. That's a lot of guys. That's 6 wide receivers fighting for maybe one spot. 49ers might just keep 5, dump them all, load a couple on the practice squad, promote one every now and then like they have in the past. 6 guys fighting for maybe one spot. And I put Tariq Owens behind everybody. Tay Martin fits this team and has been on this team for 3 years waiting for his chance. Trent Taylor, come on. Automatic punt return specialist, plus he knows the routes. Chris Conley, man, played awesome in the Super Bowl, limited snaps. Ronnie Bell's got some promise. Danny Gray, 4.3 speed, had a great training camp last year. I mean, who would you kick the other five off for Tariq Owens? Not yet. So he's still got a ways to go, but it is so important that he makes a stake and proves he belongs. That's his goal. That's his goal right now. And, you know, whenever we do this roster countdown, it's who impacts the 2024 49ers the most. Tariq Owens ain't going to be on that. That's why he's number 84 for us. Maybe 2 to 3 years down the road. Probably not going to be with the Niners, though. Wish him the best. Glad he's here. Makes me feel better. I'm wearing a 90s hat. This reminds me of the 90s. I'm feeling it. And I hope he surprises like his dad did. Nothing would make me happier than for him to be the next 49ers legend wide receiver. I just think it's a long shot. So that's why he's number 84. And for us here, got to say thank you to Oscar, Dave, and Josh, the executive producers of this series. We're just going to keep counting them down.
Complete your staining project with Pittsburgh Paints and Stains now at Menards. Stain in one coat with Ultra Advanced Semi-Transparent Stain. It's a stain and sealant in one that can be applied to damp wood and on hot, sunny days, allowing you to clean and stain your deck in one day. Save big money on Pittsburgh Paints and Stains and head into Menards to get your staining project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Maybe the biggest unknown on the 49ers roster heading into 2024 is none other than Sebastian Gutierrez, offensive lineman. This is somebody that hasn't played in the NFL, didn't really play college ball either. 6'6", 308. He's a big dude. He's your ideal build for an offensive lineman. Offensive tackle, his arms are a little short, 32 7/8 inch. It's low there. But the weird thing about it is he hasn't played. He's got a lot of experience. And that's why he comes in number 83. We'll talk and we'll break it all down. This is a weird evaluation. And the more and more we researched him, shout out to Oscar, Dave, and Josh for helping produce this series. You can't grade him through film. I'm a film guy. We found background information, all that stuff. Film's not there. It's not there. Now, all four of us rank 1 through 91, and Sebastian's highest grade was 75. His lowest grade was 88. You add all four of the rankings together, it came out to 326. And so that puts him number 83 on our list. It's a position to need, tackle. And you didn't really add tackles through the draft or, you know, through undrafted free agents or any of that stuff. But you did get Sebastian Gutierrez. Like I said, 6'6", 308. That's kind of his calling card. 25 years old. He ran a 5.140, not bad. 7.53 cone, not bad. A lot of not bad things. 9.04 broad jump, not bad. 32-inch vertical, ooh, that's pretty impressive. 300-pounder, 28 bench press reps, solid. And he's entering his third season, but technically second season because he missed one whole year because of an injury. Went to Pasco High School in Pasco, Washington, was a zero-star recruit, and went to Minot State University. Now, his mom's a nurse. Dad is a nuclear plant technician. Sorry, whenever I hear that, I just think Homer Simpson. I'm sure his father, Florentino, is much more intelligent than Homer, but the nuclear plant tech, that's just what I think of. And, you know, he grew up a Bronco Seahawks fan. Not going to hold that against him. His role model was Champ Bailey. Hey, now that's a positive. Shanahan's can get behind that. They traded for him. You remember the Clinton Portis, or dad traded for him, Clinton Portis, Champ Bailey exchange, one of the best trades in NFL history. But grew up in a Catholic household, still very, very religious, and that's important to him today. Small school kid, three-sport athlete in high school, and was supposed to be a tight end whenever he went to college, just didn't work out. So you've got that kind of Joe Staley athleticism size that's beefed himself up into this role, but there's just no tape on him. I can't tell you what he does well. Can't tell you what he doesn't do well. That's not there. But what's impressive is how he has maintained all of these practice squad teams over and over again. Listen to this resume, okay? Undrafted free agent in 2022. He's with Denver for about half the year. Then he jumps over to the New England Patriots. Then he jumps over to the Raiders. Was with the Raiders for over a year and then jumped to Kansas City. Now he's here with the 49ers. So Broncos, Patriots, Raiders, Chiefs, Niners. No tape. So there's something about him, whether he's just going to be a good practice squad, you know, go out there and give your offense a good look, because a lot of your practice squad guys are usually undersized. He's not that. He's proper size, 6'6", 300 pounds. So he gives you a little bit of a peek playing against an NFL height, weight, speed guy at the offensive tackle position. 49ers signed him in December. Again, he's played two snaps in his entire career. That's it. And I'm pretty sure they were both nil downs, because there's not really any information on those either. He's a depth piece. Practice squad's best case scenario, but there's just a little spice to it. Like, again, you listen to those teams, there's some solid O-line play going on there. There really, really are. And there's something to Sebastian Gutierrez. I don't know what it is. And I feel really, really bad, because the whole idea of this show is to create context and familiarity with all 91 players on the roster, so when training camp and preseason starts, we can know who these guys are. But, man, we look at Sebastian Gutierrez. We're at number 60 for the 49ers this year. Ah, it's a mystery box, baby. So, you know, we're going to fill in a lot of the gaps, and we're going to give you as much as we can. Sad news is there's just not much out there on Sebastian. I think the best case scenario would be a practice squad. I just don't see it. But we will see. And so for us, we'll keep counting them down. I know this is a weird one. But Sebastian Gutierrez, the biggest unknown on all 91 of these roster spots. And we'll see. There's something about him. He keeps getting chances. Maybe we'll find out soon.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Create the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it. With UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install and built to last. Plus, get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on UltraDeck. And check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.